Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Good evening from Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Tonight it's MAC basketball. And to say the least, the 2020-2021 regular season. And it was also senior night. I'm Jeff Overholzer along with Dave Kalp. Studio producer is Lindsey Green. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and pay-per-view. Well, Dave, it's always a special night. And I know that the coach necessarily doesn't like the situation of senior night, but you have to recognize all the accomplishments these seniors have done.
Yeah, without a doubt, Jeffrey. And you know, we've got six solid guys here, and we've watched them progress since they were in seventh grade. And they had, an undefeated season in seventh and eighth grade. Got brought up, you know, and we watched them progress. They were fabulous on the football field, and they're just fun to watch. And they'll be fun on the baseball field, too. But right now, it's basketball season. We want to keep it going as long as we can. And I'm hoping that we can, you know, just forget about last weekend. We were just no energy last weekend. And just forget it. And come out and play a good ball game against a really good New Bremen Cardinal team who's, you know, they're 6-2 in the MAC, 14-7 overall, and you know, unfortunately, not everybody gets to come and watch these games, and you know, maybe some of that is energy filled with the state, with the fans, you know. But it is what it is, and you make the best of it. It's even for both teams, and you go from there.
Well, the good thing about it is things are starting to lessen as far as the COVID-19 situation. So, and that means loosening up could mean more fans in the stands.
Maybe. I don't know how they'll do it. They probably have their rules set for the tournament the rest of the way out. But, man, I would love to see them pack a gym. I think that's so much, you know, everybody loves going to a packed gym and for an exciting game. And we just haven't had that. And I feel sorry for them, the seniors, to not have that memory of a packed gym, you know. And you know, when you have that last second shot and you got 300 people get up and go crazy, it's a lot different when you have 3,000, you know. So,
you know, part of it. And one of the things that I appreciate here at Fort Recovery, they still have the Fort hot dogs, the Fort popcorn, the drink, and the candy snacks here at the ball game. That makes it feel like a ball game.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I feel sorry for the concession stand people, too. You know, that's an income for the boosters and things. And obviously that income is down. And, you know, everything's taking a hit. And you know, I'm just glad we're playing, I guess. I'm just glad that we get to play because the way they ended the season last year and how bad it was for Parkway, you know, and the boys was heading the regionals. And, man, I think everybody in the MAC was rooting for those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I was. And you know, the Minster girls to be on basically on the floor for their state semis and getting called off the floor and canceled. And you know, how frustrating is that? So I'm just glad we're playing, and I'm sure the tournament will get, you know, it'll go fine. But you see more and more people. I can tell you from the beginning of the year to now, just watching up in the stands, I mean, I think everybody was pretty, you know, religious about wearing their mask. And if you look over there tonight, not many, right?
All right.
So I think people are combined just tired of it and, you know, yeah, over it. So I know I am. But
well, you and I are both tired of this COVID-19. All right. Tonight is senior night. As we mentioned, seniors Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, Brian Benn, Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, Dylan Evers, all recognized before tonight's ballgame.
And all of them have been a great contribution to the team this year. You know, we had trouble earlier in the year. Schmitty was down. He had that shoulder injury, and we lost him for a few games. And then we had Derek down for a few games with a concussion. And now we got Owen down. Obviously, he's not a senior, but still, we've only been full force
say maybe just a handful of games. And when we were, we could realistically beat anybody. I mean, we had a stretch of games in there where I thought we looked as good as we can look. And the coach was like, Mo, I don't, you know, we're not ready to peak yet. We want to peak when it gets to the end of February. And I get that. But I just hope that last week is no way of we're going to come out tonight. I just want to come out with some energy and get up and down the floor and go. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I've really enjoyed watching these six seniors progress throughout their career. And you know, we're going to miss them. But we've done it every year, you know. And you regroup and you build a new team and you go. So, but they'll be remembered for sure.
Well, and you look at the Midwest Athletic Conference, Minster, they have surely taken advantage this year. The boys win the MAC championship, their first since 1975.
Impressive,
and then
yeah.
You have the girls program at Minster also winning the MAC championship.
And you know, last night our girls played Hardin Northern here, and Rob and I did the game last night. We kind of breezed through them, and now we'll have New Bremen here tomorrow night. The girls' game will be here tomorrow night against the New Bremen Cardinals, and then we'll probably face Minster. And Minster gave us a pretty good waxing, and, you know, hopefully our girls are learning from that. And, you know, we just need one of those games where we're just on fire. And, you know, that's why you play the games, because you never know.
And this coming Tuesday, the Fort Recovery boys will open up the tournament against the New Knoxville Rangers.
Yep, they're coming to town here, and hopefully we can beat them. We beat them at the barn earlier in the year. Harold Feely and I did that ball game. They've got a couple of decent point scorers over there, but they were young, and we pulled away from them there towards the tail end and beat them pretty handily. But, you know, I told Rob last night it would be exciting to win that game against the Rangers and then have a chance to go over and cut the nets down in St. Henry's gym. That would be awesome.
And that would be next Friday.
That would be awesome. Yep. I think that would be really cool. But, you know, that's the way they change things up this year for the sectionals and to run the tournaments, and the upper seeds get the home game for a couple games. So kind of cool. You know, first time we ever played a sectional game in our home gym.
All right, tonight's ball game here on Jay Country 101, 100.9 FM is Fort Recovery and New Bremen. And just a reminder, Jay County is playing basketball tonight, and they're playing on at home over Jay County on 105.3 FM. So you can tune in for that ball game as well. Tonight's coverage is being brought to you in part by Hall Brothers, Cal Pharmacy, St. Henry Bank, Wayne Oil, Cooper Farms, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery Insurance, and Pack-A-Sack. All right, again, along with Dave Kalp, I'm Jeff Overholser. We have tonight's coverage of Fort Recovery and New Bremen. Fort Recovery is 10-11 on the season. And the New Bremen Cardinals at 14-7. This is the final game that will be played in the MAC this season here in 2020-2021.
Yep, and we had a chance. You know, we had lost a couple of games, really tight games. We lost by one to Marion, one to St. Henry, and then we got beat by Minster by three, and then last week we went to the Zales and just kind of laid an egg. So it didn't mean anything so much in the MAC, but I, like I said, I just hope that we come out tonight on fire.
Yeah, so. You want to have a good feeling finishing
oh, yeah.
the year.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, before we go in the tournament, let's get her done, right?
All right, we will take a look at the starting lineups coming up right after these messages.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted Heart Healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery Indians hosting the New Bremen Cardinals. And again, Dave Kalp along with Jeff Overholser here at Fortside for tonight's game. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Let's go over to Kalpy and look at the lineups.
Yeah, for the 14-7 New Bremen Cardinals, they're going to have Mitchell Hayes. He's a guard. He's a senior. Number 12, Nick Alleg, also a guard. He's a junior. Reese Boosie is a guard forward, they call him in the program. He's a junior. They have David Homan, also as a guard. He's a sophomore. And then I think their big guy in the middle here is Daniel Homan. He's also a senior. They're 14-7. They got off to a slow start. They had a great year in football, and hats off to those New Bremen Cardinals. You know, now they're playing basketball, and they're getting better every week. So the Indians got their handful. For the Fort Recovery Indians, we're going to go with Regan Martin and Derek Judy as our guards. Smitty and Kale Rammel will be our forwards. And the big guy in the middle, Brian Benn, 6'6", 330. That's a big man out there, Jeffrey O.
It's
fun to watch him. I'm going to miss him on the floor. But that's our starting lineup for tonight's ballgame.
All right, and you look at Reese Boosie. He averages 14 points a game for the New Bremen Cardinals. He's their, I guess you could say, he stirs the drink for them. At Fort Recovery, we talk about Owen Judy, who is out, but good prognosis for Owen Judy.
Yeah,
may be back.
Yeah, I talked to him this evening. Saw him there on the bench and went over and talked to him. He's not in his boot tonight, Jeff, and that's good to see. 2 weeks ago, he was on crutches in a boot. Last week, he just had his boot on. Tonight, he doesn't even have his boot on. So I said, man, we need you out there on the floor. Are you going to play? And he said, no, not tonight. He said, can't play tonight. He said, still pretty sore. He said, my goal is he said, I probably won't play against Knoxville on Tuesday. But he said, I'm hoping by next Friday night, I'm on the floor at St. Henry. So we want to definitely get a win against the Knoxville boys and get him over to St. Henry and see what he's got. So anxious to get him back on the floor, Jeff.
And we're talking about Fort Recovery. They've had to try to pick up the scoring with Owen Judy, 11 points a game
when
he went out.
Big hole, yeah.
And, you know, a couple of weeks ago when they played Minster, they found that points.
Yes, we did. It was a big night for Dylan. Dylan came in off the bench and had a great night against Minster. We got some points there, but and I'll tell you who else has been exciting to watch. Is the Toby boy. Gavin Toby put a couple dunks down a couple weeks ago. He did one against Minster to bring us back to within one. And then the next night, we were playing Ridgemont, and he put one down against one of their players in traffic. And, man, that was, I mean, I would love to see this place erupt full capacity. So, you know, we need some scoring out of him. He was down a little bit last week. Dylan was down a little bit last week. But last Friday night, we just could not, I mean, we had so many shots go in and out. And, you know, those are the kind of things that you need to drop. And we just couldn't do it last week.
Well, you look at Fort Recovery, Derek Judy averaging 8, Clay Schmitz 4, Kale Rammel 10, Brian Benn 10, Regan Martin 5. Those are your scores right there. And then it really definitely kind of falls off after that point.
Yeah, you know,
Regan is one of those kids that if he catches fire, you know, he could put 15 on the board real quick. And he's got a great move to the bucket, especially a great baseline move. And I'll never not see enough of that because he's got such a great first step that he gets around that guy. And, I mean, he can lay it in. He's got a great baseline move. So I'm sure that New Bremen has seen that, and they're going to be ready for that tonight. And hopefully we get off to a good start. I want to get out in the lead and control this ball game, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're looking at a ball game tonight where Fort Recovery would like to start out very well, very strong, and have a good game against a very good ball club.
Absolutely.
That propels you into the tournament next week.
Without a doubt.
All right. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Tom Banta and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Good luck to the Indians from Family Dentistry. Time now for the first quarter of tonight's game, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy, with locations at Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Fort Recovery going right to left on your radio dial, and the Indians in their white with gray numerals trimmed in purple, and New Bremen in their maroon uniforms, and stolen on the pass. Mitchell Hayes has it knocked away, trailing on the play, and scoring is Daniel Holman.
That was a great defensive play by Kale. He's blocked a lot of shots this year.
Lob pass underneath for Ben. Ben has it knocked away from behind and just put a shoulder block like football on a New Bremen player.
He got the ball back.
Yeah, he got the ball back. With it, the ball's knocked away from behind from Derek Judy. Down with the layup. Blocked by Rammel.
Absolutely.
Pass up to Rammel, now stolen. 3-on-1. Layup good. And it was Reese Boosie. With the basket.
Come on, Indians. 3 turnovers and 3 possessions. That's not what I want to see.
Technically not a shot, but I guess you could say, even though it was blocked, it was a shot.
Right.
4-0, New Bremen with the lead early. Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Again, Jay County basketball is on 105.3 FM. We're here on 100.9. We have Jay County basketball on the AM side tomorrow night against Seton Catholic. And then Blackford basketball tomorrow night on FM 100.9. Rammel with the shot, no good. Clanked off the back of the rim. New Bremen with the ball. Hayes slices in, throws up a shot, no good. And Rammel with the rebound. Rammel quickly down the court, in the corner to Regan Martin. Back to Rammel. Goes to the free throw circle. And a... What do we have?
They're going to call it on New Bremen, I think.
I was going to say, that was close to an El Flopo. David Holman will get his first.
He didn't put much into that one. No. That's the sophomore trying to draw.
But, you know, give him an A for effort. He's trying to get it done.
Absolutely.
Down underneath is Rammel. He puts it up strong, no good, but it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, New Bremen. Quickly up court. Boosie. His double team flips the ball out on top to Holman. He'll launch a 3. It's no good. And the rebound, Clay Schmitz. Up to Rammel. Rammel goes baseline. Offensive foul on Kale Rammel.
I don't know about that one, but...
Yeah, maybe that was what they call a makeup.
Yeah, maybe so.
Not to say the other one was not a blocking foul for New Bremen, but, you know, sometimes it's almost like you get that feeling.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know what? I do like the way we're getting up and down the floor, though. I like it. Like the start.
New Bremen offensive average this season 50, defense 44. Fort Recovery offensive average 51, defense 45. Shot inside is off the bottom of the backboard by David Holman of New Bremen. Fort Recovery comes right back, and the ball rolls out of bounds, but last touch by New Bremen. Trevor Bergman, a junior, will check in for the Cardinals, and going out will be David Holman. 5:28 to play. Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 4-0 New Bremen. You got a feeling, though, it's only 4-0. It seems like it should be like 8 or 9 to nothing. But Ben, strong to the hole.
That's the way he needs to take it to the hole. I thought the last time he threw it out, he shouldn't have, but he likes to find the open guy outside, too.
Holman, youch, comes back with a three ball. Daniel Holman has five already for New Bremen. That was in the right corner. Pass underneath for Ben. Kicks
There's
it out
good
to
ball
Reagan
movement.
Martin.
Hit that,
Cam. Ramel with a three. It's no good. Rebound, Ben. Puts it back up. No,
that
but boy. A foul on New Bremen.
Attaboy. Use your size. Use your body. Get in position. Get them rebounds. That's where he scores a lot of his points.
And I think looking at the statistics for Fort Recovery, I think Cale Ramel is right up there in rebounding, as well as, of course, Big Ben.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cale can get up, and I bet you he averages, and I don't know if they, I'm sure Coach does, but I bet he is averaging at least two blocks a game.
Oh, yeah. And he's already had two blocks
he's got
early.
Two tonight, yeah.
Ben makes the first free throw. It's 7-3, New Bremen. Second free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. And Ben is pretty much 50% at the charity line this season. So he makes one, misses one. 4:48 to play here in the Cal Pharmacy. First quarter at Fortside. New Bremen by four. A lot of energy in this game by both teams.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get up and down the floor the way they're doing it.
Pass inside. And ball is swatted out of bounds by Clay Schmitz.
Yeah, nice feed by number 12, Clay Schmitz.
Schmitz will come out, and coming in for Fort Recovery will be Gavin Toby. And Busey, he had almost a layup, but saved by Clay Schmitz on knocking the ball away. In the right corner, three ball is short for New Bremen by Nick Alec. Rebound for Recovery. Regan Martin after Gavin Toby. He goes in too hard on the shot. No good. And rebound coming to Nick Alley for New Bremen. Piercy passes it out. Long three ball is launched. And bingo by Trevor Bergman.
Good looking shot right there. Coach Melton going to take a timeout. Down by seven, 10-3.
Cal Pharmacy, first quarter. The New Bremen Cardinals by seven. This is Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256. Along with Dave Kaup, I'm Jeff Overholzer here on Jay Country 101 with Fort Recovery Indians basketball. Just a reminder that we do have Fort Recovery boys that will be in action as Fort Recovery will be playing. New Knoxville is coming Tuesday night. We'll have the coverage right here on the radio. Now, the only thing that maybe Fort Recovery needs to tighten up, and it's kind of an odd saying, but tighten up the defense behind the three-point line for New Bremen. Reverse layup, no good by Ben. Ball's tipped against the glass, and New Bremen has the ball, but good defense by Gavin Toby, but it is knocked out of bounds by Toby, so it will be New Bremen ball.
Well, Benny had a nice move there, just didn't get it to fall for him. We've had some good looks. We've had some good shots. They're just not dropping yet, so hopefully we get hot.
3 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Long three by New Bremen. By Bergman on the right wing is no good. And the rebound coming to Fort Recovery. Eric Judy to Regan Martin goes baseline left. Pass, tries to pass it, and it's intercepted and stolen. Back is Mitchell Hayes. Alley-oop
wow.
pass, and the shot
that?
Is good by David Holman. And coming right back is Ben. He scores, and a foul will be on New Bremen. It will be on Nathan Rindler, his first for the Cardinals.
Tell you what, the Indians are getting the ball up the floor in a hurry, and I like to see it. So we just got to maybe wear these big boys down here from New Bremen a little bit.
5 points for Brian Ben. He's looking for the three-point play. Coming in now for the Indians, Dylan Evers, a 6'4 senior, averaging three. Free throw rolls out, no good. And the rebound, Boosie. Boosie will pass it up court to Bergman. Back to Boosie. Now to Bergman, right wing. Hook pass on the left wing to Mitchell Hayes. To the top, now to the right side. The pass goes to Bergman. Now to Boosie. Cutting in. The left-handed layup is good by David Holman. Holman with four. 14-5 to score. New Bremen by nine. Gavin Tobey tries to hand it off, and it was stolen momentarily, but Gavin Tobey gets it back to Evers.
Oh.
Ball ricochets to Dylan Evers, and he puts it in for two.
That's called getting it the right spot at the right time, huh?
Hello. That's called opportunistic.
That's exactly right. I'll take those 2 points.
Long corner three. That's an air ball. Saved, though, by New Bremen. Mitchell Hayes missed a three, but not missing the three was Reese Busey. So Busey puts it in.
Give him five for the night.
Wow. 10 points. New Bremen lead. Dribbling in. Dishing it off. It's in and it won't go, but a foul. And that will also be on Nathan Rindler, his second.
Kind of fell for the old shot fake right there, the old head fake, and he went up, and been a nice one for Benny to get in there and try to do the old and one thing one time.
The head and shoulder shimmy and shake, and the free throw is no good. Brian Benn struggling at the line, 1 for 3.
1 for 4, actually.
Actually, 1 for 4.
Not to make it better.
I was trying.
He's going
to
put this one in. He's going to put her in.
See if he can split the pair, and he does. 6 points for Brian Benn. Indians trail by nine. It's one of those nights that you feel like Cardinals should be up 20, but the Indians are only down by nine.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they're shooting the ball well, and actually they've got a nice offense. They're running it. Look at this. Alley-oop.
Alley-oop for Daniel Holman. He could not come up with it. And then a loose ball, and it dribbles out of bounds off of David Holman of New Bremen. So with a minute 53 to play in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter, New Bremen up by 9, 17-8.
It's two alley-oops in the first quarter here from the Cardinals.
For recovery, they have lost 3 of their last 4 games. And for the New Bremen Cardinals, they have been winning. Matter of fact, they have won 3 of their last 5. And what do we have? A blocking foul on New Bremen. It was on the right wing, and the foul will be on David Holman, his second. So coming in for New Bremen is Mitchell Hayes, the senior. Corey Stevens in his second year as the head coach of the New Bremen Cardinals. And Jim Melton in his second year for Fort Recovery. Clay Schmitz dribbles in, left-handed layup, good, nice hard, go to the rack for Clay Schmitz.
Left hand and all.
17-10, quickly back. Well, I tell you what, they don't leave anything unturned. Get back up the court.
Both teams.
Bergman with a ball for New Bremen. Passes the ball off to Alec. Pass over to Mitchell Hayes. Cross court, back to Alec. Going baseline, the 360 spin. Pass goes in. Busey, nice play by Clay Schmitz to bat it away and steal it. Up court pass. Gavin Tobey. He winds
there,
up
Gabby.
For three. Got it,
baby.
Right side three for Gavin Tobey.
Like to see him get that first shot down. Because if he makes his first one, he gets a boost of confidence.
Well, just as we said, it seemed like a 20-point game. It's all the way down to 4.
Good little spurt here by the purple.
5-0 run. Yes. Long three.
Way out there.
Way out there. No good. The ball will carry him out of bounds on the miss by Trevor Bergman. Cal Pharmacy, first quarter at 17-13. New Bremen. But the Fort on a 5-0 run and playing much better. Kind of getting the feel of the game.
Well, we were getting our open looks and getting good shots, and they're just, you know, a couple of them are starting to drop now. So get us right back in this ball game.
With the ball is Derek Judy. Passes in the corner, right corner to Gavin Tobey. Dylan Evers. Back to Gavin Tobey. 2 seconds, one.
Get in there.
Stopping
kid.
Shooting off the All rim right. is court recovery shot by Cale Rammel. And that is the end of the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the South Edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. 17-13, the score. The New Bremen Cardinals leading the Fort Recovery Indians in a smack battle. Back with more in a moment on Jay Country 101 Radio.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Along with Dave Kalp, I'm Jeff Overholser again. The Jay County boys basketball game is on FM 105.3 from Jay County High School, Norwell and Jay County.
Are they in postseason?
Not
yet. Still regular season.
Okay. Still regular season, yeah.
How many games they end up with? Man, they struggle.
Yeah, they're struggling right now. They have played 13, but the IHSAA tournament draw is this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have the Ohio one already in. Indiana's will be this weekend. Wide open three for the New Bremen Cardinals is no good. And, well, New Bremen, they will...
Got an offensive rebound and starting over.
So they are going to start back over, and Mitchell Hayes passes over in the corner. And then over to the opposite corner on the left.
Come
is
on,
no
boys.
Good.
Get
now full
rebounds.
Recovery, can't get a rebound.
Well, they take a lot of long shots. They've taken a lot of long threes, and you get long caroms off the board.
Three ball is good,
but you can't give them three opportunities because they're going to make them. That's number 34. That must be a JV player that came in there. Frankston Krause.
Sure who's that?
Frankston Krause.
So Krause.
I'm thinking.
Shots taken no good, and the rebound coming to Dylan Bombauer. Up court pass, and the ball's lost out of bounds by New Bremen by Nick Alley.
Pretty interesting. The New Bremen coach bringing in a couple JV players in the second quarter and getting some action.
Now the second quarter is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI and K&L Tractor Sales and Service Fort Recovery. Built tough with the growers in mind. Lob pass underneath Ben. He's double-teamed and fouled.
Yeah, he's got an overmatch down there. He's definitely got the upper size on that number 44 there, and Indians need to recognize it. And then he got some help from behind and came over and fouled him. So 16 fouls here on the Cardinals already.
Mitchell Hayes gets the foul for New Bremen. 20-13 Cardinals, and the shot, finger roll in the lane is good by Cale Ramble. Quickly back the other way. Mitchell Hayes for New Bremen. Krause. Now to Alec. Mitchell Hayes cross court to Krause. No look pass is knocked away, and last touch by New Bremen.
Right.
So turnover on Nick Alec and the Cardinals.
Fourth turnover on the night here for the Cardinals. Indians got five, but they had three in their first three possessions, so they've settled down a little bit and controlled the ball better.
5:55 to play, K&L Tractor Sales. Fort Recovery, second quarter, pass underneath for Ben. Gets it blocked, but a foul, and it will be on 44, which will be
Dylan Bombauer, I believe.
Yeah, Dylan Bombauer, and that will be his first. Well, my score sheet is one all the pieces.
Yeah, well, it's tough when they start bringing in these JV players and they don't have them on the varsity roster up there.
Free throws good.
Didn't
he? Well, the coach of New Bremen, which was very nice, gave me the people that he was going to bring up, but didn't obviously give me numbers.
Well, I'm going off of the JV, so I'm hoping that's the same number, but I don't know that for a fact. The only number that matches up.
34 may be Evan Eich. Because that is a player that he told me that he was going to place. We'll go with that unless we know different. Two free throws good by Brian Benn. He has eight. And it's 20-17. The Indians creeping back into this one. They're only down by three. The ball's poked away by Judy. He steals it. Gives it off to Cale Ramble. His shot is good. And a blocking foul on New Bremen. Whoa.
Ooh.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take that. I think that kid had perfect positioning. Hale flew right across him, but we'll take it, like you said.
The only thing that I could see that the Cardinal player did was before Cale Ramel came in, he started bending
backwards. Yeah.
So maybe that was what the official was looking at. Second, the free throw is no good for the three-point play, but it's a one-point New Bremen lead, 20-19. By the way, the trio officials, Dave Seifring, Paul Maffey, and also Brett Barnes. That's a three ball in the corner. It's an air ball for New Bremen. Quickly up court. Gavin Toby, he's wide open.
Get in there, Gavin.
Three ball, and it's no good. Tip to Ben, but a foul will be on for recovery on Derek Judy.
Yeah, he kind of reached in across the top there. One of them calls that could have been called, could have not been called, but would have been a good no call. Would have worked out in favor because it went right to Benny.
K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter, 20-19, New Bremen by one. We do have Indiana Sports Talk following basketball. Three ball is launched, no good, by Trevor Bergman. Fort Recovery with a rebound. Gavin Toby, no look pass, head and shoulders fake. The shot is good by Clay Schmitz. And Fort Recovery has the lead, 21-20. Indians on an 8-0 run.
Cardinals have cooled down with their shots.
Busey out to Mitchell Hayes. Hayes now to Bergman. 4:28 and counting in the K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. The Indians 8-0 run, and they were down by 7. They're up by 1. Bergman for 3. No good. Rebound. Fort Recovery, and a foul will be on the Cardinals.
I think that's
that
his
will
third.
Be on David Holman, his third.
That was another long rebound.
I was going to say, and the coach of New Bremen may be going to his JV players
because
more.
Of that?
Because of that.
Maybe. Nice job by Derek watching the ball come off the rim and going after that rebound, because, again, that was a rebound that was 12 feet away from the bucket, you know?
So at the free throw line for Fort Recovery is Derek Judy. He is yet to score in this ball game.
Well, we got a bloody nose down here on number 50 here on Daniel Holman.
And Daniel Holman has 5 points. All in that first quarter.
Yep.
Free throw is good by Judy. Poor recovery, I hate to say it, but one of the lower teams in the MAC at free throw shooting.
Oh, buddy, it's been our nemesis all year. I've been preaching it about every game.
Second free throw, he got that one.
The more I complain, the better we shoot.
30-second timeout on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. 4:15 to play. Indians by 3, 23-20 on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
All right, back here at Portside Fieldhouse.
Nice little comeback for the Indians, Jeff. I tell you what, down
10-0 run.
Yeah, I tell you what, we could have folded the tents, especially after watching them last week, and they did not. And I'm grateful to see that, playing much more energetic.
Now, I know that Coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen knows his players. Quickly up court, Clay Schmitz can't get it. Rebound, Ben. He has it knocked away. Coming right back is Toby. He put it up too strong. And rebound coming to Busey, who has it rejected this time by Judy. Goes to Mitchell Hayes. He passes underneath. The shot is good.
Man, oh man, I tell you what, that could have been our ball too, and it just slipped in the Cardinals' hands.
Bob Bauer with the two. 23-22, Fort Recovery with 3:25 to play. The point I was making, you know,
Corey Stevens of New Bremen had to bring in some JV players. You don't know if that made maybe a little mix-up on his basketball team.
Maybe, yeah. I look at that left hand. Nice drive, but couldn't finish.
Judy missed it. And the rebound coming to New Bremen. Trevor Bergman with the basketball to Mitchell Hayes. Mitchell Hayes gets the return pass from Busey. Shot's no good. Rebound, Gavin Toby of Fort Recovery. Left baseline. Took him out of the pack quickly, streaking across the timeline. Passes it off right wing to Clay Schmitz. Left wing to Dylan Evers. He has the ball knocked away and stolen in his intended pass to Ben. On the break is Bergman. Bergman with a shot high off the window and scores on the right side.
That was an impressive shot.
Bergman, a total of 5 points. Yeah. 24-23 now. New Bremen, they have scored the last 4 points. The Indians went on a 10-0 run. Clay Schmitz, ooh, double clutches and bricks one as he just found glass. Quick up court pass, Bob Bauer scores.
That can't happen right there. We just flat out got beat down the floor. And
Jim
I know
Melton
the coach
the
is
Indians,
mad about
he's
that.
Not very happy.
Yeah, I knew he'd be mad about that, and I'm mad about it too.
2:09 to play, K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. New Bremen now on a 6-0 run, leading Fort Recovery 26-23 on Jay Country 101.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
With Dave Kalf, I'm Jeff Overholzer back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery.
Who did you say we were going to give the 34 to? What did you say his name was?
It would be Evan Ike.
Evan Ike.
2 minutes to play. K&L Tractor Sales. Ball is knocked away and stolen at the midcourt line and a foul on Fort Recovery. We're on Cale Rammel, his second.
Two sloppy plays right there, and then that forced Cale to foul. And make good passes, boys.
Gavin Toby will check in. Cale Rammel will come out.
And part of that is the defense that the Green Cardinals are playing. They're playing a really feisty defense. They're picking us up early and staying on us.
Tom Bauer passing it out to Bergman. Now to Mitchell Hayes at the top of the key. Pass it to Nick Allig on the left wing. He dribbles into the left corner. Out to Bergman for New Bremen. Out to Mitchell Hayes. Out to Bergman.
Indians in there 2-3, kind of messing them up a little bit on this possession.
Allig will pass to Bergman on the right side. To Bergman. Baseline, Baumbauer hits the baseline, Jay.
Well, that young man has come in there now with that 6 points off the bench.
28-23. Now New Bremen's on an 8-0 run. That was a game of spurts.
I was thinking the same thing. We need a spurt here in the last minute. Tie this baby back up.
55 seconds to play. For outstanding service of your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. With it, crossover dribble, Toby to Evers. Regan Martin now to Dylan Evers for three. The shot's no good. Loose ball picked up by Dylan Evers.
Attaboy,
and he puts
Dylan
it in. 28-25, New Bremen by three. Mitchell Hayes cuts in against Ben. Shot's no good. Rebound, Busey, who keeps it alive, leans in, takes the shot, no good again. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Good play to rip the ball out
there,
by Derek Judy.
Yeah.
Down to 10 seconds. Walks it across the timeline. Picked up by Alec of New Bremen. Judy over the corner.
Come on, Dylan
Evers for three, and it's no good. And a shot at the buzzer. It will not count. Whoa. Judy looked like that he put it in, but the referee said no. The ball was still in the palm of his hand when
close.
It was released.
That was close.
I think it was the right call.
Now, do you think that does that bear the feeling of instant replay?
Well,
Yeah.
Maybe so.
All right, we are at halftime. New Bremen in this slugfest, although it's kind of a lower score game. 28-25 over Fort Recovery. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales, a service at Fort Recovery, offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading edge in technology. K&L Tractor Sales brought you that second quarter. Well, stay tuned here on J Country 101 Radio. We'll have halftime. We'll recap the junior varsity game, which was won by New Bremen. And we'll also tell you about what's going on here in the first half and more. So we get into halftime here on J Country 101. Reminder again, the Norwell J County boys game is on FM 105.3. And you're listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's halftime here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. Let's take a look at the junior varsity. It was New Bremen over Fort Recovery, 59-45. And for Fort Recovery and scoring in JV action, Landon Post at 12, Troy Holman with 10, 6 points apiece for Wyatt Grover, Ross Pearson, and Rex Leverett, and 5 points for Caleb Evers. Again, New Bremen wins over Fort Recovery, 59-45. Hayden Zeller had 14 for the New Bremen Cardinals. We're at halftime of this varsity game, 28-25, and over to Dave Kalp with what you have here at halftime.
Well, obviously, unofficial stats, the Indian boys are winning the rebound situation 16-13, according to my papers, and a big part of that, I think, is Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel's got 5 rebounds here in the first half, and Derek Judy's got 4, so those guys are pounding the boards, my trouble right now is we've got 7 turnovers. We had 3 early in the game, and then we had a stretch where we had 3 real quick and just sloppy passes. We got to take better care of the ball. Part of that, like I said, goes to the New Bremen Cardinals for their aggressive defense. Points-wise, for the Indians, we're led by Brian Benn with 8, and then Dylan Evers, Cale Rammel, Clay Schmitz, I got them for 4. Gavin Toby, I got for 3, and Derek Judy's got 2. For the New Bremen Cardinals, they're led by actually the young man that Dylan Baumbauer coming off the bench. He's got 6. And then Daniel Homan, Reese Boosie, and Trevor Bergman each have 5. David Homan's got 4. And I'm missing somebody with a 3 in there somewhere. I'm not sure who that is. But for the Indians, we just got to stay where we're at. One thing about how many free throws New Bremen shoot? Not a 1.
Yeah, you're right.
Not a 1 in the first half. So, that's kind of impressive on our end, playing good defense. But on the other hand, they got a couple. I think they've got about 6 or 8 points in transition.
Right.
And we take them away from us, we got the lead. So I think the coach will work on that here at halftime and see if we can't come up with some different strategy on that.
But the other point is no free throws for New Bremen, 10 free throws for Fort Recovery. And this game is a 3-point game, and it could be a tie or even a full recovery lead.
It could be, but we're 6-for-10, right? We're 6-for-10. So, you know, we started out 1-for-4. And we picked that up a little bit. You know, I mean, in the end, we're winning the free throw battle, obviously, with them not shooting any. But I think we just have to stay aggressive. I love us getting up and down the floor and not being super patient with our offense. And when we did get patient with our offense, we threw it away.
So, well, hopefully the second half is going to be much different. What do you expect in the second half?
Well, I think a lot of the same. I think we'll come out, a lot of times we come out in this crazy 1-3-1 zone that we've seen a couple times in it. I remember the game that it stifled was Parkway. And we had a heck of a battle with Parkway. We came out in this 1-3-1, and I mean, they was like, what in the world is this? And we went on a 10-0 spurt to start that second half. And then we pulled it off, and we went ahead and won the game. And I think we'll see that. I think we'll see that coming out in the second half. I don't think we'll see us press because their guards are quick. They got good ball handlers. I don't think we'll see a full-court press unless we somehow get to that point where we feel like we got to put a full-court press on them. But I hope we don't.
You know, I think Jim Melton got his point across because they were getting some easy cuts to the basket. All of a sudden, the second quarter,
we didn't see that in the second quarter. In the first quarter, they had some great cuts that came through there for easy monies. And we didn't see that in the second quarter, and I hope we can maintain that. And I'm sure New Bremen's going to, you know, they'll switch some things up, too. They'll throw some different stuff at us. So they tried their alley-oops, and I think that one kid was going to put it down if it was a good pass to him. And luckily for the Indians, it didn't happen.
Well, again, you're listening here on Jay Country 101, 100.9 FM for Recovery Radio. Neil Spencer is here. And matter of fact, he's making sure that...
I was thinking the same thing.
He's making sure that we're right on the beam.
Well, you know what? He should know better with us two guys up here. We're not going to do anything wrong.
Okay. And then also, it is pay-per-view. So I wanted to ask Neil if Fort Recovery Radio is going to do tomorow night.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Fort Recovery Radio will be here tomorrow night.
We can't do that tomorrow night for Jay Country 101.
I think Susie and Diana is going to do the game.
Okay.
And have you ever listened to them do a game?
No, I have.
It's an absolute classic.
Yet.
I'm telling you what. they started doing it for volleyball. And, of course, those two girls had two daughters on the volleyball team. And, of course, the same girls were playing basketball. But I listened to one of the volleyball games this year, and it was an exciting game. But I had no idea what the score was. I had no idea what the match count was. And all I did was sit at home in the office, and I was laughing. So the next day, I just happened to bump into Susie walking down the street. And I pulled over, and I said, "Hey, Susie." I said, "Got a question for you. I said, listen to you last night." She said, "Oh, yeah? Was we really bad?" I said, "No, you guys were awesome." I said, "Just got one question. Did we win?" Anyhow, she was laughing. And they're the same when they get the basketball. They get the oohs and the ahs, and they're fun to listen to. So I'm trying to attend. I want to attend tomorrow night. And, you know, we'll see how things go. My wife might have plans.
I was going to say, is that right that they have to buy tickets online? Is that true?
Yeah, I've heard that. Neil's got it on Fort Recovery Radio. I've heard it a couple of times that the only way to get in is to buy a ticket online. Through,
I don't know why they still can't just sell them at the door, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, I don't know if it... The only thing I can think of, Jeffrey, is that you got that line, right? So
yeah.
They're trying to keep people
apart.
They're
trying to keep
Maybe,
the COVID
I don't
line.
Know. What else would it be? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only thought that
but
I've
again,
got.
But again, I've heard that it's lessening because buffets are now opening in Ohio. So there you go.
Well, that's good for my diet, isn't it?
I know. We get ready for the second half. 28-25, New Bremen. We're back with the call of quarter number three next on Jay Country 101.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I'm back here at Fortside Fieldhouse.
I'm going to make fun of New Bremen scorekeeper down there. Guy I play a lot of golf with, Jeffy McCollum, sitting down there next to Bubba. He's got his face shield on. I razzed that guy when I came in. I said, what are you? Anyhow, he's such a good guy. He's fun.
All right, Cooper Farms, third quarter. Fort Recovery with a basketball. Down low to Ben. Mismatch. He puts it up strong and scores.
Exactly what we need out of Benny right there. Give him 10 for the night.
28-27 on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians trail by one. New Bremen with the basketball and the one-point lead. Nick Allig will pass the ball to Mitchell Hayes. Hayes gets the return pass from Holman. Down low, Holman against Ben. Reverse nice layup play. Is good.
Nice play right there.
Daniel Holman with seven.
Yeah, great play, great move, and schooled Benny a little bit with the up and under.
Well, and he used the rim as a defense
as
well.
That's what he did. Great job.
And the ball loses out of bounds. Yep. It will be off of Cale Rammel, out of bounds.
Turnover number eight for the Indians.
He had it deflected, but then it went through his hands and went out of bounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, a quick ball game. 6:50 already, and we're at 8:17. 30-27, New Bremen by three. Mitchell Hayes passes to Allig underneath Holman. He tries to over, up and under this time.
Yeah,
Ben wasn't schooled. He got the rebound. Full recovery coming right back. Left to right on your radio dial. Judy to Cale Rammel. Backdoor pass to Regan Martin is partially
right
blocked
there
by Daniel Holman. Coming right back, the Euro step, and the shot is no good by Trevor Bergman. Fort Recovery coming right back. It's Judy.
Derek Judy with his fifth rebound of the game.
Clay Schmitz inside, puts it up and in. And the New Bremen Cardinal.
They wanted a call
Corey
on
Stevens,
that.
They wanted where he lowered the shoulder.
He did kind of drop down like that, didn't he?
But we'll take the two for Schmitz.
We'll take the bucket.
30-29, New Bremen's lead is one. Bergman passes in the corner to Holman, and the return pass is stolen by Judy. Judy, Euro step, layup, good. Derek Judy with four.
Beautiful job right there by number three, Derek Judy. Give us a lead, baby.
And that goes to where the New Bremen Cardinal player tried to draw the charge, but, you know, Judy just stepped right around him and put the ball in. Busey for three, no good, and the rebound. Coming to Cale Rammel, 31-30 Indians on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Dribbling in, Judy kicks it into the right corner to Regan Martin. Martin looks underneath. Now we'll hand the ball off to Cale Rammel. Now to Clay Schmitz. Goes baseline left, puts it up, no good. Offensive foul, Clay Schmitz.
Yeah, he got lucky the first time, but that time not so much. Schmitty with a nice move, baseline move there, and just had good position on him.
Well, just a reminder, tomorrow night, Fort Recovery Radio will have that Fort Recovery Girls Sectional Championship game with New Bremen here at Fort Recovery. And then we will have for you on Tuesday, Fort Recovery Boys will open up the tournament against New Knoxville.
It'll be a good game. It'll be a better game than it was the first time.
Bergman for three. Got it.
Wow. Swish.
That was an NBA three.
Long three for Trevor Bergman.
There's a total of eight. 33-31. Two-point lead for New Bremen on that three with 4:34 to play. Cooper Farms third quarter.
Nice try by Daniel Holman to deflect that ball and save it. Just went back out of bounds.
Ball is inbounded to Ben.
Hit it, Regan.
Back to Regan Martin, and he tickles the twine with a long three.
First bucket of the night for number two, Regan Martin.
34-33. Indians now by a point. 4:18 to play in this third quarter. Bergman with the ball, left wing for New Bremen. Out to Mitchell Hayes, back to Bergman.
Much funner ball game to watch than last Friday night.
And you know these seniors would like to go out.
Indians want to win. You can just tell they want to win this ball game. And
Bergman for three. That was a rainbow that is no good. Mitchell Hayes, the shake and bake, and he'll go baseline and score.
Another long rebound that comes off to the Cardinals, and they get another second chance point. Oh, that was just
Rammel tries to spin, loses the ball, and a foul on the basket. Gavin Tobey will get called for the foul. And the two for Mitchell Hayes, not Mitchell Hayes, but number 12, Nick Allig. So he'll try for a three-point play.
And they'll go to the line for the first time tonight with less than 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And New Bremen right now with a one-possession lead at 37-34. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy beef, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. Free throw is no good. For recovery with the ball, Schmitz throws one up, hits the iron, draws the iron, no good. But he is fouled, so he should go to the line for a pair. Foul will be on number 10 on Kyle Tinkman, his first.
Benny pulled down that rebound. That's rebound number 12 for him off that missed free throw. Come on, Schmitty.
Free throw, in and out, no good. Yeah, that's one thing that they're going to have, I'm talking about four recovery, going to have to do in tournament play.
Make
you got to hit the freebies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Second free throw is good. They always seem to miss the first and hit the second, or this first and miss the second.
I talked to assistant coach Jerry Bargey, and he said, we realize they're not trying to miss them, right?
Yeah.
And he said, we make them in practice all the time. We just can't figure out why we're missing them in the games.
3:15 to play. Cooper Farms third quarter. Tinkman with a three, no good. And the rebound high is Judy. 37-35, New Bremen. Judy, jump pass to Regan Martin. He dribbles in, shoots the shot, scores, and we're tied.
Beautiful.
Nice. Martin with five here in the quarter. We're tied at 37.
Even scoring here for the Indians.
2:50 to play. Cooper Farms, third quarter. And a reach-in foul will be on Regan Martin. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 1-800-637-7161. 800-637-7161.
Big Benny coming back in the game for Dylan Evers.
Shot is an air ball and out of bounds, and it went off David Holman.
I think he was going to go up and try to tip that in, I think he ran into big number 41.
Mm-hmm.
Benny said, I don't think so.
He's a part of the offensive line of the Fort Recovery football team. So big and wide.
Big in every direction.
And we call him Big Ben. Down underneath. Ben scores again.
Good assist by Cale to find him down there. And 12 points now for Big Brian Ben.
39-37. The Indians back up to a two-point lead. 2:10 to play in this Cooper Farms third quarter. Here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Bergman passed the ball to David Holman. In the corner, the shot is blocked by Cale Rammel on that shot by Nathan Rindler. Back behind dribble is Judy. And Fort Recovery still missing Owen Judy, but he looks like he will be back. Judy takes it hard and to the right side, to the rack, and Derek Judy scores.
Took that up with his right hand. Where's that have been all his career, buddy?
90 seconds to play, 41-37. Fort Recovery with a four-point lead. Cooper Farms third quarter.
It's our biggest lead of the night, isn't it, Jeff?
I think so.
Indians still in that 2-3 zone. They're confident with that, baby. It's worked, because since we pulled it out, we've taken the lead and held on to it here. So as long as they don't make their threes, we'll be happy.
I think the biggest lead the Indians had were 3 points, and now it's four. 53 seconds to play. Good defense by Fort Recovery. Busey puts it up, misses it. Rebound, Ben.
Benny with eight rebounds now and 12 points. Two rebounds away from a double-double for the big fella.
Dale Rammel passes the ball now to Regan Martin. The Indians looking to spread the floor for the final shot of this third quarter.
I agree with you. I think we're going to try to go for one, and let's just hang on to the ball here, boys. Don't give it back to them.
Judy pounds the ball with 20 seconds. Crossover dribble to Ben in the corner. Ben, one dribble. Passing it out to Cale Rammel. Cale dribbles in. Passes in the corner to Clay Schmitz. Jump shot from 12.
Wow.
Got it. Clay Schmitz. And the Indians with the biggest lead. 43-37.
Nice.
Shots no good by Bergman. It throws it long, and it's no good, but that ends
good
the Cooper
quarter,
Farms
Indians
third quarter. Fort Recovery leading 43-37 over New Bremen. You're listening to Indians basketball on Jay Country 101. Let's go to the final quarter.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse with Dave Kalp. I'm Jeff Overholser. Fourth quarter being brought to you by, well, us. We're here in the fourth quarter.
Is that right?
That's right. It's just you and me, man.
All right, man. Great quarter for the Indians in the third quarter. Outscoring the Cardinals 18-9. Beautiful.
All right, we'd like to thank again our quarter sponsors, though. Cooper Farms, the third quarter. K&L Tractor, the second. And Kalp Pharmacy in the first quarter. Cut inside, Busey with a two. So Busey with seven.
It's the first time we've seen an easy cut bucket since first quarter, Jeff.
Still the Indians with a 43-39 lead. 7:25 to play in the ballgame. Dylan Evers at the top to Judy on the right side at the three-point line. Pass down on the low right block to Rammel. Puts it up on the finger roll with the left hand and scores.
How about that shot right there by Cale Rammel?
45-39. The Indians by six. This would be a huge pick-me-up by the Indians.
That would be great to see.
Offensive foul. Getting the block from behind was Dylan Evers, and taking the charge play, Schmidt. And the foul will be on the New Bremen Cardinals.
Great, great job right there. Great defense. And keep it up. Let's go, purple and white.
Quickly across the timeline is Judy. Takes it down. No-look pass to Rammel. He scores.
Wow.
47-39. Biggest lead for the Indians. Long three ball. Banks bangs off the back of the rim. Rebound. Mitchell Hayes, and he has it rejected by Cale Rammel.
Block number five by number 22, Cale Rammel, I think. At least four.
Hook into the corner. On the pass to Ben. Ben, one bounce of the ball out to Clay Schmitz. Dribbles down. Passes
Ooh,
in the corner. Offensive foul.
Come on, Smith.
Clay Schmitz. Tell you what, this is turning out to be football somewhat.
Getting a little aggressive down there.
Isn't it? But you like the aggressiveness if you're a Fort Recovery fan. What you've watched in the last 2 weeks, and certainly the kids are not happy with themselves.
Nope. Nope, they're coming
and
out.
Tonight, proving it's a point. Totally different ballgame.
Proving a point.
6 minutes to play in this MAC battle in the
There's
finale.
Another charge.
That was a charge on Bennett. He got the rebound with his back on the court.
How in the world did they not call that?
Well, Ben had the presence of mind to go, you know what? I still get a rebound in the books.
That's number nine. Number nine, and he was flat on the ground.
Judy, crossover dribble. Finger roll shots, no good. Tipped up by Ramel.
Holy
up
cow.
And in. Cale Ramel. Six in the quarter, 10 for the game. 10-point Fort Recovery lead. Timeout. New Bremen Cardinals. 5:33 to play. In the ball game, Indians by 10.
That's the way we can play basketball right there, Jeff. That's fun to watch right there.
Indians by 10 on Jay Country 101.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Oh, Dave Kapp, I'm Jeff Overholser. What do the Fort Recovery Indians need to do to hold on to this?
Well, I think we just need to keep playing our game. I don't want us to go into that game where we try to hold on to the ball. It hasn't worked for us all year, and I don't want to see it. But at least not at this point with 5 minutes to go, up 10.
5:15 left in his fourth quarter, 49-39, Fort Recovery. Leading the New Bremen Cardinals, coming in 14-7, 6-2 in the MAC. Indians 10-11, and 4-4 in the MAC. Long three balls, no good. Rebound, Ben, that's a double-double.
There's your double-double.
10 rebounds for Big Ben. Judy, Mikhail Ramel. Underneath, Ben lost it. In between the legs of Gavin Toby, up court pass. Now to Holman. Holman, double team, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound, Ben. 4.5 to play. Judy quickly across the timeline to Ramel, back to Judy.
Stay aggressive, boys. Don't pull it back.
Regan Martin with the ball. And you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, here's a foul, and it will be whistled on Mitchell Hayes. No, actually not on Mitchell Hayes. He was there.
Say Tinkman?
Okay. Waiting for him to put on the scoreboard, and I didn't see it on the scoreboard. So anyway, the Indians will inbound the ball. It's Derek Judy, and looking to get it in, and does toward the timeline. Mikhail Ramel. Ramel off to Regan Martin. Free throw circle jumper. Got it. Regan Martin now with 7. 51-39. Indians by a dozen.
Great game for number two here tonight. Love to see it.
With it, Mitchell Hayes in the corner for three. The shot's no good. Rebound, Dylan Evers. Shot no good by David Holman. And traveling will be on Regan Martin. There's a collision with the two twos. So now New Bremen will bring in three fresh players. Three will go out.
Coach Melton yelling at Regan, calm down a little bit. Hey, maybe I'm scoring. I got to get to the hole.
You know, that's one thing, though. You know, you have the lead, and you're not trying to milk it. They're just trying to keep the pedal to the metal.
That's the way I want to see it, because every time we try to take our foot off the gas, it seems to go the wrong way for us. So
we sputter, and kind of lose it a little bit. Here's a three by Busey. He has 10, and the Indians lose it out of bounds. Judy loses it out of bounds, and timeout, Fort Recovery. 3:29 to play in the ball game. After that three, the Cardinals now only trail by 9, 51-42. This is Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance match attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Indians by 9. And Dave Kapp, I think that was a good timeout by Jim Melton.
Yeah.
Starting to feel the pendulum changing a little bit.
Well, we did. We saw the mojo switch there for a little bit, and the Indians got sloppy, and they're up to 12 turnovers for the games. Only 6 for the New Bremen Cardinals so far. So we just got to take a little better care of the ball. We'll be all right. Cardinals aren't going to just lay over.
No. And you can't give them any kind of daylight at all.
Nope. At this point, you know, just keep the pressure on them. And, you know, it's going to come down to free throws, Jeff.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We got to get the free throws, and they're going to put the Indians to the line for the Indians to seal this game.
Well, and they can be aggressive. There's a long three.
Long three by Bergman. And Fort Recovery's lead is now 51-45. And that's back-to-back threes for the Cardinals.
And another, you know, that turnover, that three was on a turnover on our end, so that could have been a five-point play if you look at it that way, if we score on our end. But, you know, they get the ball down, I think they're going to come out in a full trap here, or a full man-to-man pressure and maybe full court pressure. So they can be aggressive. They've only got 3 team fouls, so they can reach, grab, do whatever they got to do because they got fouls to give. You know, they don't want to wait till the last minute and have to foul 4 times real quick.
I think Jim Melton is probably looking at his team right now with his fingers to his temples going, focus, focus, yep. Focus.
Yeah.
Because they have played outstanding ball tonight, Fort Recovery.
Absolutely. They played good enough to win this ball game, and now we're going to see the full court press here by the New Bremen Cardinals.
Ben will pass the ball to Schmitz. Now to Fort Recovery, gets it across the timeline. Rammel out of Ben. Back out to Regan Martin. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Indians by 6, or a 2.2 possession game.
New Bremen coaches wanted Benny on a 3-second call, and he was definitely in there for a while.
Pass underneath to Ben.
Oh,
he can't get it. Put it up short. Got his own rebound. Had it blocked. And now foul on Ben. Well, that you could count that as another rebound, so that would be 12.
Yep, that's exactly what I got him for. Now he's got a foul, and Coach is mad at him.
Ooh. Now Ben will come out. Just put it up short.
Well, he had the first one. He was wide open, and great job in there by Daniel Homan to get a hand on it. He got his rebound, and then he missed that one. That's the one he should have made, but needless to say, he didn't. Got to play good D here.
Bergman with the ball to Tinkman. Now Busey. Bergman. Mitchell Hayes. Bergman. Hayes. Left wing. Cross court right wing. Long three is good. They've hit 3 in a row.
How about that right there?
So now it's 51-48. Indians lead is only 3. It is Judy. Under 2 minutes to play. And you hate to say this, but it's true. Fort Recovery, they have lost several games this year by close encounters.
Well, very much so. That's a foul.
Rammel.
They're trying to be aggressive, and they're trying to foul, I think. And
Clay Schmitz back out to Regan Martin.
They're just playing aggressive. They're not really having the foul, but they will here in a second.
Timeout, Jim Melton. 91 seconds to play now in this ball game. 51-48 Indians. And really, New Bremen has come back via the three ball.
Well, they, like you said, they made three in a row. And Coach Melton down there, he's working on his offense down there, trying to get the boys in position. And, man, I don't want him to try to melt this clock. I tell you, I've seen it happen too many times. And I know the coach wants to do the right thing, too. Keep the foot on the gas. Keep the foot on the gas. Every time we see it, you know, we put it in neutral. To hang on to the ball, would we hang on to it there? Maybe 20 seconds, and they're all over us. So it doesn't take much but a tip, and they're right back in this. So they're in it right now. Let's put it that way.
Well, and, you know, one of the things I think is hampered Fort Recovery all season. They may have a lead. All of a sudden, a team starts coming back. They hit shots. Then all of a sudden, Fort Recovery's like, okay, well, we have to push our shot, and it's not going down. And the pressure just kind of mounts and builds. And I think that's what Melton's trying to do tonight, going, hey, calm down, guys. It's all right. We're in pretty good control of this.
Yeah, we had a 10-point lead not that long ago.
Yeah. So actually, 12-point lead.
12 points, you're right. We were up to 12. That's right.
All right, Fort Recovery will inbound us, Regan Martin. 51-48, Indians by three. They were up 12, but New Bremen has hit 3 three-pointers here in the quarter.
There we go.
And a foul, but here we go. It's coming down to the free throws.
Yeah, Bremen's got a foul 3 more times here, so I knew it was coming eventually. They have been playing aggressive, and I think the coach told him, you know, hey, start smacking hands and let's get aggressive. We got to get those fouls up there. We got to get them to the line if we have to, and I think that's what it's boiling down to.
Yeah, fourth team foul, New Bremen. So minute 23 to play in this fourth quarter. Pass into Ramble. Ramble, double team. That was a foul.
That's a foul.
That ball is finally knocked out of bounds by Pusey of New Bremen. So Fort Recovery will inbound the ball. It'll be Regan Martin with a minute 17 and does to Judy. Clock now ticking. Down to minute 10. Pass goes to Ramble. And hacking. Wow, still no call.
They're not calling.
Regan Martin will go down with a layup.
There we go.
Score.
Great play, Regan. We needed them 2 points big time. Now they got a rush.
53-48. Almost a travel for New Bremen. 47 seconds. No look pass in the corner. Three ball is launched. It's no good. Saved by Pusey. Pass will come out to Bergman. Miss was by Alec. Bergman will shoot the three. No good. Rebound, Ben.
Wide open
Judy,
down the other
up
end.
Up to Regan Martin. Down with a layup, and it's no good. Rebound, Ben, up and in. Ben with 14. The Indians by 7
Big
with 24.2.
Right, nice job.
So, I'm sitting here counting. I think that's 14 now for Ben.
I got 14, counting that little missed one right there in the junk bucket. But great look by Derek to find Regan wide open on the other end of the court. And Regan should have made that. He's probably smacking himself in the head. But Benny was right there. So we got the bucket anyway. And now I'm feeling pretty comfortable with a 7-point lead, that's for sure.
Well, you know, this is something that's different for Fort Recovery. They're closing the game out, not letting the opposition do that.
That's exactly right. I'm going to stand up giving them a standing ovation here at the end of this game because I've watched too many times this year where we had the lead and we lost it in the tail end. And that's a tough ride home. And tonight, maybe, I'm praying that we got over that hump. This team, I'm telling you, if you get Owen back out there, you get another shooter. I mean, our board is pretty dang even when it comes to points. So you throw another one out there, who are they going to guard, you know? I mean, this team can make a run. And I'm telling you, last week I was thinking our line at the end of the tunnel was held on by a match. And tonight it's getting brighter. So I'm thrilled to death to see this.
And it will breed confidence for Fort Recovery as well.
Huge, huge.
Down to 18 seconds.
Let them pass it all they want.
15 seconds. Bergman with the ball. Passes underneath to Mitchell Hayes, and he scores. He has 4. Long pass to Ben.
They're trying to foul the big guy, and they...
That's like swatting a fly.
Yeah. You see, that's, you know, and that's what's going to hurt them is that they didn't have the fouls that, and, no, he's out of bounds. Minnie's up at the line wanting to shoot one and one.
Oh.
I don't think so, my friend. They gotta beat on you a couple more times yet, so. Indians just got to get it in, and I think this one's pretty much in the books with 3.5 seconds to go. Nice win for the Indians.
55-50 with 3.5 to play. Ball comes in to Ben. 2 seconds. Now the ball stolen, but that's it. Fort Recovery with a big senior night win over the New Bremen Cardinals, 55-50.
Nice to see.
Indians go to 11-11. They finish the season 5-4 in the MAC, and for New Bremen, 14-8. And they finish 6-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, the only game that I can tell you that that the Indians really wasn't in was last week against Versailles. And I feel like if we could have somehow beat Marion or beat St. Henry, you know, maybe beat Minster, last weekend would have been a little different. But tonight, man, we saw an entirely different ball team than we did last weekend, and I am thrilled to death to see it. So we'll come back maybe and give some stats after this or something, or you want to do it right now,
my friend?
Well,
I was just sitting here thinking, when you were talking about Versailles, Fort Recovery lost to Versailles, I think, by 8 points. This New Bremen team beat Versailles by 9 points.
Yeah, I tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that we can beat Versailles, but that night, it was just one of those things where shots was falling for Versailles, and everybody wanted a piece of that. And they got the momentum going, and they had the energy, and they didn't have nothing to lose. And, you know, it was a big win for Versailles. And I'll tell you, it's a tough place to play. We've gone there with some really good teams and came away there with some losses. Of course, they had some outstanding ball players with the Orange Boys and many more before them. But, you know, I'll tell you what, for the Indians to come out here and get this win tonight, it was big for us, big for our morale. And now I'm looking more forward to playing in this tournament. I tell you what, I was dreading it last week, and I think the coaches will be excited. The coaches will be happy with the way things went, and I don't know how they couldn't be. We shut the door tonight.
Yeah, actually, the Indians kicked the door open for tonight and getting some momentum ready for next week's tournament.
Absolutely. Big night for Regan Martin. Hats off to Regan. 9 points tonight. That was big. Going through my scores here. Cale Ramel with, I got him for 10. I think he had 10 points. Brian Benn with 14. Dylan Evers had 4. And I think both of them was on junk buckets, weren't they? Dylan got a couple of easy buckets down in there. And Derek Judy had 6. Gavin Toby made a big 3. Got us going there. Schmitty, you know, like I said, I think had 9. And rebounding wise, I got to add that up. You got to give me a little time on that, my friend.
Okay, we can take a break here. But on senior night, Fort Recovery wins over New Bremen 55-50. Back with more of the postgame coming up next.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at Forsyth Field House in Fort Recovery, Ohio, here on the postgame show. Again, 55-50 Indians went over New Bremen. We have a happy coach, Jim Melton. And, Jim, I guess one of the first things we can say tonight, Fort Recovery closed the door and did it big time in that fourth quarter.
They did. We did. The boys did. You know, we've been working on it. We've been working on situational basketball for a while now, and it's starting to pay off. You know, the end of our, we have what we call closer drills at the end of practice. And we've been working on time, clock, situations. We put the score up, the bonus. We put all that stuff up. And we're working on our in-game execution. And, you know, hats off to the guys. They figured it out tonight. Had to manage them a little bit here and there. But, you know, they got the job done. So, you know, hats off to our boys.
You know, New Bremen had 3 three-pointers in that fourth quarter when you had a 12-point lead.
Yeah.
And we were all going, oh, no, here it comes,
here
you know.
Yeah.
So, and you called a quick timeout. And I'm sure that you said, hey, guys, focus, focus.
Right. Weather the storm. You know, I know, you know, Clay, when the pass up the sideline over there opposite our bench, you know, we do work on our break and we want to get easy ones. But at that situation, we were up 12. We got a turnover. They got some life back. They hit a three, you know, bang, bang, and here we go, you know. So, you know, we're figuring it out to understand time, clock, score, management, and all of that. And, you know, the idea here, regular season's over. Everybody's 0-0. It's a new season. And, you know, our boys are excited about the opportunity that lies ahead.
Now, I know all your team played well tonight, but Regan Martin really down the stretch picked it up.
Yeah, I told Regan, you know, that's one of the things that he brings to the table. He's not been lighting it up from the arc, so I told him to get to the rim. Use your speed, your athleticism, and get to the rim. Make the easy plays. And, you know, he did that tonight, you know. And we got him out in space in our offense, but he and Derek tried to get him out in space to utilize their advantages. You know, there are some things. We hadn't played that defense all year either. So we're doing some things. We've been working on, we've still got some, you know, tricks up our sleeve here for the tournament. We've been working on for quite a while. So. Yeah, double-double. He had one last weekend, too. I think he had 10 rebounds and 10 points or something like that.
14-14.
And that was, you know, when you study New Bremen and you look back at their last 3 or 4 games, teams have been pounding it inside on them, and they struggled with it. You know, and I thought, what better, you know, we got Brian Benn, you know, the big man in the middle. So that was one of our, we usually have 5 keys to the game on the board in there, and that was one of the keys, pounded inside.
And you want to talk about your seniors. It was a special night. Seniors really wanted it back.
They did, you know, and I talked about, you know, we still get to play here Tuesday night, but it's a tournament game.
Right.
This is the last regular season game. You know, and I talked about grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, a lot of aunts and uncles, family members here, you know, and how did they want to be remembered? You know, this is their lasting impression here as far as the regular season. You know, they've got back to 500. We've had some ups and downs. It's been a roller coaster ride, but now it's about how we finish. And, you know, as you've seen tonight, they found a way to finish against a really good New Bremen team, well coached. And, you know, my hat's off to my seniors there. I told them in the pregame speech, it's the hardest thing to do as a coach is to say goodbye to your seniors. And I don't want to say goodbye. I'm not ready. I want to get to Columbus.
Yeah, and you know what? You may get one of those bullets back in your arsenal in Owen Judy.
Owen Judy is practicing, but he's not ready yet. I don't want to let that cat out of the bag either yet. So. Yeah. But he's not out for the season.
Right.
That's
there
sure.
were some rumors going around, which I heard today, that Owen Judy was done this year, maybe even for next year. And I thought, whoa, now wait a minute. What's going on?
No, he's looking good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, just remember that. And remember Jim Melton, what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember, but
yes, I said
one of the things that people could figure out with Fort Recovery, they can look at the record, but they better be very afraid of who they're going to be playing in the
tournament.
I love our even scoring tonight.
Yeah.
Balanced.
Yeah, the balanced scoring.
How do you guard
it? Right. Yeah.
You got guys that can throw in the hole. Easy. And we got 10, 6, 9, 10, 5, 14. I mean,
you know,
take your poison.
Yeah, Dave Kalb is talking about, you know, who you're going to guard.
Right, right. You there's no, you know, Petey Judy who's dumping 30 a game. They're just going to focus on him. You know, we're pretty balanced. And, you know, and then when we get, you know, Owen back, that makes us more lethal.
Right.
And we're just excited. You know, we're excited about a new season. And, what you know, and I'm just happy for our guys to be able to finish like that tonight for their families and our community.
All right, quickly, I know that you're going to relish this one a little bit, but you're going to get ready for
New Knoxville
on Tuesday.
Yes, we have them 7 p.m. tip Tuesday right here in the Forsyth Fieldhouse, the best place to play in America. And, you know, we'll practice tomorrow and then come out and support our girls tomorrow night. And
right.
Hopefully they can cut the nets down, get a championship, and, you know, we can just feed off each other. So we're just excited right now.
All I can say is I look at Jim Melton and I see the weight's off your shoulders. It's finally you got the team to play the way you felt like they can play.
Yeah, they're testing the old ticker a little bit, and I had to have the white towel out because I'm sweating as much as they are. But, you know, that's okay. Whatever it takes to get the win for us.
Because you're passionate enough. You don't care about your coaching record. You want the kids to perform. You want them to succeed.
Right, absolutely. It's all about the kids. It's not about us. So, you know, it's about them. And, you know, I talked to those six seniors and what kind of legacy that they want to leave. And they have an opportunity here to, you know, how do they want to be remembered? And, you know, last year's seniors, I talked about laying the bricks and the foundation and a new system, new coach, you know, new program. And they did that. You know, hats off to Grant and Ian last year for what they did. And now these six seniors to come back and they're laying more bricks and building a house. And, you know, I want them, you know, to leave their own legacy.
One more question. You want to give kudos to your assistant coaches. I know they help you out all season.
Yes, absolutely. They have a tremendous staff. They all have their roles, and, you know, they're all doing a really, really good job. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate and blessed to have the guys that I have.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as Fort Recovery wins over New Bremen 55-50. We'll take a look at some final stats next on Jay Country 101 Radio.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Do you know why I pulled you over, sir?
No, officer, I'm not aware.
You're speeding in a school zone.
Sorry, officer, I was trying to hurry up and get to Cooper's to dump my load of corn.
That is no reason to be speeding.
Markets are really nice prices right now. I'm making a profit this year.
Oh my, I didn't realize markets were that high. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but maybe I should give you an escort to Cooper Farms just to be safe.
Folks, let Cooper Farms help you with your corn marketing needs. Please give us a call at 1-800-637-7.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Along with Dave Kalb, I'm Jeff Overholser back here at Forsyth, where the Indians win by 55-50 in this MAC game and the finale of the regular season.
Yeah, it was great to see the Indians pull out a victory here and go to 500 tonight. If I had more than one game ball tonight, I'd give a couple of them out, but obviously it's got to go to our big guy, Brian Benn, 14 points, 14 rebounds. Heck of a game for Big Benny. And if I had another one, I'd give it to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel had 10 points. He was very aggressive. I think we had him for at least least four blocks, maybe five. He had six rebounds too, and you know, I just felt like Cale was putting everything he had into that game, and you know, we talked about Regan already, and awesome to see him come back 9 points. I think he had a couple of rebounds for the team. The Indians did a better job in the second half. We was only up, I think, by three at halftime rebounding wise, and I got them, you know, unofficially up by nine now. So, or no, eight. I'm sorry. So the Indians did a good job on the boards. You know, yeah, coached a little bit. He come up, first thing he asked me was, how many turnovers do you have us? And he said they had him for 13, and I had him for 12. So we was a little bobbling with the ball, like I said at halftime, part of that goes to New Bremen's aggressive defense. You know, when you have a team that's playing, you know, lackadaisical defense or fall back in a zone, you don't have as many turnovers. But when you're playing a man-to-man, in-your-face pressure, you get them. We'd like to do a better job, but I think some of them definitely goes, you know, to the New Bremen boys on the defense that they played. I'm sure they're disappointed. Obviously, you know, they're going into the tournament too. They wanted to come out and get a victory and keep cruising, but it was a more important victory, I think, for the purple and white to get that monkey off their back. I think Coach is he's ecstatic having that victory tonight, because, you know, we got down, and like I said, we could have easily just folded the tents, but we didn't, and I'm thrilled to death to see it. You know, I looked, the big quarter was the third quarter where we outscored them 18-9. So,
right, and you look at this Fort Recovery team, the pressure's off now, because they know they found a way to win. They know how to win. All they have to do is execute, believe, and focus, and they can get it done.
And I think, you know, the reality of it was early in the game, like I said, we were getting the looks, and we just weren't getting them to fall. And anything that New Bremen was throwing up there was going in. So, you know, if that lasts, we get our butts waxed. But bottom line is, we held in there. We finally got our shots to start falling, and then we got a couple easy bunnies and took away their transition points that they got early, and that evened us back up. So in the end, we pulled away. Yeah, it got a little close, got down to 3 points, but man, we had a couple great plays to finish that game out and get them by five. I think, you know, that's one of those games we've been in the same situation where we've been down by 5-6 points and we only got two team fouls, and we got to get out there and we got to foul to get them to the line, and you waste a minute chasing them around.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to see New Bremen on that end of the stick instead of Fort Recovery. I still only have them for one free throw. They were 0-for-1 from the free throw line, unless I missed something. But, you know, the Indians, I think I had them 7-for-12. So if you look at that, that's how we won the game.
The Indians only had two free throws, and they made one, and that was in the second half.
And the Indians had two in the second half.
Right, two free throws and made one. So that's all that they were at the free throw line in the second half.
Yeah, it's a relief for me, and I think a lot of the Indian fans that was watching this ball game tonight that probably watched last week thinking the same thing I was thinking, holy cow, you know. And tonight we came out with energy, we came out with a passion to win, and that's exactly what we got.
14 for Brian Benn, 10 for Cale Rammel, 9 each. Regan Martin, Clay Schmitz, 6 for Derek Judy, 3 for Gavin Toby and Dylan Evers with 4. And for the New Bremen Cardinals, they had 2 players in double figures. Trevor Bergman had 11 and 10 for Reese Busey. So the Fort Recovery Indians win in the varsity, and in JV, Fort Recovery was victorious, or actually New Bremen was victorious, 59-45. And for Fort Recovery, 12 points for Landon Post, Trey Holman with 10, 6 each for Wyatt Grover, also Ross Pearson and Rex Leverett, Caleb Evers with 5, and 14 for Hayden Zeller for New Bremen. Well, Dave Kalp, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to do the game with you, Jeff. I enjoyed that, and maybe we'll get to do some more in the future.
And have a safe trip.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to it. So we got a week to go yet.
You're going to miss Fort Recovery, though.
Well, I'm definitely going to be listening. You can bet your butt on that. You know, we always plan it. We kind of go with Brian and Mindy Bupp, and Mindy's involved in the swim team. So we have to wait for that season to be over. And so that's why we kind of get kind of a late vacation. But and that's all good. That's all good. So I'm looking forward to getting away from the white stuff and maybe seeing some sand or something. But we got enough snow for a while.
That's true. Thanks for the sponsors of tonight's ball game. Again, Fort Recovery Radio will have the girls' sectional championship tomorrow night, Fort Recovery and New Bremen. And we will be here at Fortsite on Tuesday night for the boys' sectional opener with New Knoxville. For Dave Cow, I'm Jeff Overholser from Fortside Fieldhouse, and thanks also to Brent Niekamp, the athletic director at Fort Recovery. I'm Jeff Overholser. Good night from Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.